State Farm urges its Florida agents to donate books on transgenderism to age 5+ students. By Penny Starr on May 24, 2022. State Farm is urging its agents in Florida to donate books on transgenderism to local schools for students age 5 and older. The plan was revealed in an email obtained by Consumers Research, a self-described independent educational nonprofit organization. The three books, a kid's book about being transgender, a kid's book about being non-binary, and a kid's book about being inclusive, that promote the narrative that regardless of one's biological sex, gender identity is something children can choose. The Washington Examiner was allowed to review the emails, which reveal State Farm collaborated with Gender Cool Project, which promotes getting the books into schools. The Gender Cool Project markets the three-book bundle to children ages 5 and over, a fact noted in the whistleblower email. Dated January 18, the email was sent by Jose Soto, a corporate responsibility analyst for State Farm in Florida. And in addition to promoting the company's partnership with the Gender Cool Project, it sought to recruit 6 State Farm insurance agents in Florida to receive these books in March, then donate them to their community by the end of April. While the communique only referenced recruiting volunteer agents in Florida, it indicated that the program is a nationwide initiative. The project's goal is to increase representation of LGBTQ+ books and support our communities in having challenging, important and empowering conversations with children age 5+, the email said. This is a fantastic way to give back in an easy project that will help support the LGBTQ+ community and to make the world around us better. The project's goal is to increase representation of LGBTQ+ books and support our communities in having a challenging, important, and empowering conversations with children 5+, the email said. Soho wrote in the email that 550 State Farm agents and employees will have the opportunity to donate this three-book bundle to their local teacher, community center, or library of their choice. The Examiner also reported that on a Zoom call with reporters, Consumers Research Executive Director Will Hild said, "Ironically, these books will not be allowed under a parental rights in education law, signed into law by Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, that goes in effect in July." Hild said his organization hopes State Farm will cooperate with the governor's office or law enforcement in Florida and retrieve any of these books that may have been donated to public schools. The Examiner reported that Consumers Research is launching a multi-million-dollar public awareness campaign on State Farm's partnership with the Gender Cool Project. Consumers Research used the tagline, "Like a creepy neighbor," a dark twist on State Farm's motto, "Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there." State Farm gave the Examiner a statement that defended the program, claiming it is strictly voluntary and that the strategy of the program has evolved. The statement said State Farm is committed to diversity and inclusion. They aren't just words, they are truly part of how we do business and lead our organization. Update. Insurance company State Farm told the Washington Examiner it is dropping its support for distributing books promoted by Gender Cool Project to promote transgenderism to young children. State Farm's support of a philanthropic program, Gender Cool, has been the subject of news and customer inquiries, the company said in a statement to the Washington Examiner late Monday. This program that included books about gender identity was intended to promote inclusivity. Conversations about gender and identity should happen at home with parents. We don't support required curriculum in schools on this topic. We support organizations providing resources for parents to have these conversations. We no longer support the program allowing for distribution of books in schools, the statement continues. We will continue to explore how we can support organizations that provide tools and resources that align with our commitment to diversity and inclusion. We recognize and value the diversity of all people and support a culture of respect and inclusion in the communities in which we live and work, as well as our workplace. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.